USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A gunman opened fire at a FedEx warehouse facility in Indianapolis, Indiana, late Thursday night, killing at least 8 people and wounding multiple others. The location is near the airport, and the suspect took his own life, is all we know at this time. Kim Potter, the former Brooklyn Center police officer charged with second-degree manslaughter in the fatal shooting of Dante Wright, made her first court appearance Thursday. Potter appeared remotely with her defense attorney, Earl Gray. During the hearing, Potter was told she is not allowed to possess, use, or transport firearms, ammunition, or explosives. She is next expected to appear in person 1:30 p.m. local time, May 17th. Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, said on Thursday that he will no longer be wearing a mask at the Capitol since he is fully vaccinated. At this point, I've been vaccinated. Everyone working in the Senate has been vaccinated. CDC has said in small groups, particularly with people who are vaccinated, do not need to wear a mask. End quote. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
A new hate bill in the Senate gets bipartisan approval. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the Senate is cruising toward passage of a new hate crime bill that focuses on Asian Americans.
I was pleased the vote was so substantial, 92-6. Rarely do you see 92 senators agree to move forward with any piece of legislation.
Schumer speaking on the Senate floor Thursday, calling the bill a good example of bipartisan cooperation. The latest example of anti-Asian hate crime was a Black Lives Matter activist from Seattle has been arrested. Chris Hammer, who is black, was charged with allegedly attacking 3 Asian American women in 2 separate incidents back in March.
The Pentagon has confirmed that the 18-second video of 3 UFOs hovering over the USS Russell in July of 2019 is authentic. At one point, the UFOs matched the speed and bearing of one destroyer for 90 minutes off the coast of San Diego, according to the ship's logs. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
NASCAR racing in Richmond, Virginia this weekend. Pole position number one Sunday goes to Martin Truex Jr. when racing starts at 3 p.m. Eastern. Martin sat down with Motor Racing Network and talks about his recent successes at short tracks.
I think just learning the new road courses that we haven't been to yet. You know, COTA's, we did the tire test out of COTA, and that was a really unique, different track. Very different road course than anything we race on. I think it's like kind of like if you mash together Watkins Glen and Sonoma, it's kind of what it is. It's got a little bit of everything. So that I thought was fun, and I think it's going to be a good show. And I've never been to Road America. You know, I enjoy watching there on, you know, the races that they have. And, just learning those new courses is fun. You know, Road America is a historic road course, and it's going to be cool to go there. And then obviously, Indianapolis road course have no laps there either. So, I think figuring those out are going to be fun. That's always a good challenge.
Martin will be using NASCAR's next-gen car slated for the 2022 season.
Yeah, you got to get through this year first. I know in the background that JGR, they're working on the new car. Everybody at TRD and at Toyota, they're all working on, you know, planning and figuring out how all that stuff's going to look. And when you go inside the actual, you know, 19 team, the 20, the 18, the 11, whatever, we're all focused on the job at hand, which is, you know, how do we go win this championship this year? So, there's a little bit of everything going on, but we focus on, what's closest to us right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.